All right, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sukkah Daf Ches. We left off Sukkah Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Today's shiur has a number of sponsors. It is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's sponsored by Chani and J.J. Hornblass to commemorate the third yahrzeit of J.J.'s father, Jerome Hornblass, Yaakov ben Moshe, Zichrono Levracha, which he's going to observe on the 8th of Av, the Neshama Shel Eben Aliyah. It's sponsored by Rabbi Meir Bruckheimer, in honor of completing Maseches Yuma and commencing Maseches Sukkah. Mazel Tov to Rabbi Bruckheimer, and continued Hatzlacha with his learning. And it's sponsored L'Zchus Refuah Shleima for Bela Bas Reizel, and we hope she has a Refuah Shleima B'toch Shar Choli Yisrael. So as we mentioned at the very end of yesterday's shiur, today we're going to get a lesson in Talmudic geometry. We're going to spend the entirety of Amud Aleph, from the bottom of Zayin Amud Beis, where we left off, and the entirety of Ches Amud Aleph, talking about the geometry and the required dimensions of a sukkah if it's round instead of square. So we had previously been speaking about a sukkah, the minimum size of a sukkah. So we know already, we've seen already many times over the past couple of days, there were going to be three shitas about the size of, the minimum size of a sukkah. So the first shita is dalet al dalet. It's got to be 4 amas by 4 amas. The second shita is a machlokas beis Shammai beis Hillel, whether the sukkah's got to be big enough to kedei lahachzik rosho verubo, or kedei lahachzik rosho verubo vishulchano. And depending on whether you hold like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel, the minimum shear of a sukkah is either going to be vav al vav or zayin al zayin. Yesterday we were talking about what happens if you're going to make the minimum sukkah, right? Where you only have two walls and then a little bit of a third wall, the tefach, where do you put it? Does it have to be a Pesach? Does it have to be like a doorway? Tzuras HaPesach. All right. Today we're going to talk about what happens if it's round. How big does it have to be if it's going to be round? So first we're going to get a lesson in Talmudic geometry. Hopefully I'll be coherent because I'm really very, very bad at math, but I'll just pretend that it's Common Core, as David suggested. So if you guys don't follow, it's not my fault. And then on Amud Beis, we're going to talk about other types of sukkos, which some of them are going to be puzzles, some of them are going to be kosher. We're going to talk about why. Certain types of sukkos that may not be made l'shem sukkah or l'shem schach, l'shem tzel, we're going to see whether they're going to be kosher or puzzle. So again, we left off Zayin Amud Beis. We are 2, 4, 6, 8 lines from the bottom. So the last thing that we had spoken about yesterday was the fact that a sukkah, we brought down a bunch of mandiyom remuol, that a sukkah has to be a diras keva, that it's not enough for a sukkah to be a diras arai, it's got to be built like a permanent structure. And the last mandiyomer who we quoted yesterday about the sukkah needing to be like a permanent structure said that a round sukkah, if you have a sukkah that's built like a shovach, like round, like a chicken coop, that's going to be puzzle. Why? Lefish ein lazavios, because it doesn't have corners. The way somebody builds a house is that it's a box. And therefore, if you're going to build a sukkah and the sukkah's got to be like a diras keva, it also has to be shaped like a box. And therefore, a round sukkah is going to be puzzle. So now, building on that, Amar Rav Yochanan, 8 lines up from the bottom on Zayin Amud Beis, Amar Rav Yochanan, sukkah ha'asuya kekivshan. Let's say if you have a sukkah which is made like a kivshan. Now, if you look in the picture on the side of the Gemara shows you a circle. So if you have a round sukkah. So it's just very interesting that before, yesterday at the end of the daf, when we were speaking about a round sukkah, we said sukkah suya kishovach, that it's made like a chicken coop. Now, in the beginning of today's shiur, when we want to talk about a round sukkah, we talk about a sukkah asuya kekivsha. We talk about a sukkah asuya kekivsha, not like a shovach. So what's the difference? So the Sfasama suggests, perhaps you could say, that a kivshan is squared off on the bottom and round on top, whereas a shovach is entirely circular. Both the top and the bottom of the structure is rounded, but there's got to be some sort of difference. Otherwise, it's very strange that in the span of 2 lines, the Gemara is going to shift its terminology in terms of how it's describing a round sukkah. But anyway, you make a round sukkah. So the rule is as follows. Usually, again, we know the shear is either dalet al dalet, vav al vav tfachim, zayin al zayin, but there are no dimensions like that here because it's round, it's not a square. Says the Gemara, im yesh be keifa, if the circumference of the circle is large enough, kedei leishev ba chaf dalet b'nei adam, so that 24 people can sit inside the sukkah, sort of shoulder to shoulder, then kshera, then it's going to be kosher. Vim lav, and if the sukkah is not large enough such that 24 people can sit shoulder to shoulder inside the sukkah, then psula, then it's going to be pasul. And the Sfasemesh just observes here, it's interesting, when the Gemara talks about the minimum size of a round sukkah, it doesn't talk about the number of walls. And so what we have been speaking about previously, right, is that the sukkah not only has to have a minimum shear, but it's also got to have a minimum number of walls. So says Sfasemes, I might think that if I have a round sukkah, maybe I don't have to have the entire sukkah. It doesn't have to go around an entire circumference. Maybe just like by a regular sukkah, I could have two walls and a mashahu and a tefach. Maybe by the circular sukkah, I could also have like a semicircle and then a little bit. But it's apparent from here that you need the entire sukkah to be walled in with those walls if it's round. Okay, so the minimum shear sukkah we saw now, if a sukkah is round, it's got to be large enough so that the circumference of the circle of the sukkah has got to be large enough so that 24 people could sit inside the sukkah. How do we derive this shear though? It's got to bear some relation to the minimum shear of a square of a normal sukkah. So says the Gemara, come on, Kerebi, this sheet holds like Rebbe Diyamar, because Rebbe says as follows, Kol sukkah she'ein ba arba amas al arba amas psula. So this is like Rebbe who says that a sukkah has got to be the minimum shear of 4x4. So it's not like Beis Shammai, not like Basil, it's like Rebbe. Okay, good. So it's like Rebbe, so it's got to be 4x4. But how does the 4x4 of a square translate into a circumference where 24 people could sit inside the sukkah? How does that work out? So michti, so the Gemara is now going to do the calculation. So gavra ba'amsa yasiv. So a person takes up the shear of an amma. And by the way, that's why if a sukkah has got to be big enough, kedei lahachzik rosho verubo, the sukkah has got to be vav, 6x6 tfachim, is an amma, because a person sits in an amma. So a person takes up an amma's worth of space. So kol sheyesh be kefo shlosha tfachim, yesh ba rochav tefach. So the Gemara's calculation is as follows. There's a 1-to-3 ratio. Wherever the circumference is 3, the diameter of, in other words, the straight line that you would draw through the circle is going to be 1. So there is a 3-to-1, ratio of diameter, of circumference to diameter. Okay, so then betresar sagi, so says the Gemara, well then it should be enough for the circumference of the sukkah to be 12 amas. Why? Because if what we're going for is a 4 amma length, is 4x4, and the circumference is 3 times the diameter, so why do I need a circumference of 24? If I'm looking for something that's 3 times 4, 3 times 4 is 12, it's not 24. So says the Rashi, it's kedai to read the last Rashi inside. So ba'amsa yasiv, so kol echad makomo amma. Good. So everybody sits, everybody takes up an amma. Nimsa kefa chav dalet amma. So when we speak about 24 people sitting inside the sukkah, this is another way of saying that the circumference of the sukkah has got to be 24 amos. The kaimalon kol ogol sheish be kefa gimel tvachim. And we say that wherever the circumference is 3 tvachim, yesh baruch bo tefach. The diameter is a tefach tachsiv. And how do we learn this? We learn this from the Yam Sha'asa Shlomo, because it says, Eser ba'ama misfaso el sfaso ogul saviv, v'kav shloshim ba'ama. Because if you measure a line, if you measure the diameter, it's 10 amas. And then also, it describes the circumference of the Yam Shal Shlomo being 30 amas. So there we have our 3-to-1 ratio. So v'kav shloshim ba'ama, yosav osa saviv, l'eser amas rochav shloshim ama, hekif. And we see that there's a 10 amas diameter, 30 amas circumference. Alma hachanami betrace our amos hakif sagi, denahavi pusye arba. So from the Yamshel Shlomo, even though the actual ratio is 3.14, whatever it is, but the Gemara is going to shorthand and say 3-to-1 ratio. So if we're looking for something that is equivalent to a wall of 4 amos, and we know that the circumference is 3 times as large as the diameter, so if you're looking for something with a diameter of 4, the circumference should be 12, not 24. So you basically told me that I have to make it twice as large as it actually needs to be. So says the Gemara, now it gets even a little bit more complicated. It's flipping to Chesamad Aleph. Sahani Mili, when do we say that there's a 3-to-1 ratio? Be'igula. That's by a circle. And so, but however, Berivua by Tvei. However, by a square, we need a larger space. Why? Because the round circle circumference has to equal the perimeter of a square that measures 4 amas wide. So again, if you look in Rashi over here, he says, Hani mili, debekev gimalika ravka tefach. When do we say that there's a 3-to-1 ratio of the circumference of the diameter? Bi igula. That's rochav tefach yesh bovu ogol. V'chol ogol ein roch ba'ela ba'emtza. Okay, so in other words, what we did basically, what Rashi is saying is that the calculation that we did, where we're saying that there's a 3-to-1 ratio, all that we were saying is that if there's a circle whose circumference is 12 amas, I could have a straight line of 4 amas in the middle. But what the Gemara is saying is, it's not enough for a sukkah to have a straight line of 4 amas in the middle. I've got to have something equivalent to the area of an actual square. It's got to be actually 4 by 4. So it's not enough for you to tell me that my diameter is 4 and therefore my circumference is going to be good. There's got to be enough space in the circle in order for me to fit the square with that square footage of the 4 by 4 inside of the circle. So back in Rashi, Vanam bina dalet amas ruvos. Shehe arba bitzideh, kamo be'emtza, kamo be'emtza, uvrivua iko akefa tfei. So in other words, it's not enough that in the middle of the circle, where I'm measuring the diameter, it's enough to have 4 amas. I've got to have enough space in the circle to draw the square that's 4 by 4 amas. So if you envision like the first diagram here in the Gemara, so you have these two diagrams. One, you have the square outside the circle. One, you have the square inside the circle. So we'll see which one we're talking about in a minute. But the point is that when we're measuring the shear of a round sukkah, it's not enough that we're measuring the diameter at the widest point, because we somehow have to fit this area of the actual square sukkah, either inside or outside of the circle, but you gotta have the full square footage, the square amma footage of the entire sukkah. Not enough that we're dealing only with the diameter. So now the Gemara says, let's do the following formula. So michti, kama meruva yoser al ha'igol. How much larger does a square have to be then a circle if the circle is inside of it? So this is the first diagram. So revia. So it's a quarter larger. So says the Gemara then, b'shitzar sagi. But then it's enough for 16. If it's enough that the circle is 16 amas. So why do I need the sukkah to be 24 amas? It's enough for it to be 16 amas. So says the Gemara, well, no, because you're misunderstanding the formula. Hani mili bi eagle denufik migo revia. That's with a circle inside the square. Aval rivua denufik migo igula baitve. But if we're drawing the square inside the circle, which is the way you would ordinarily think about it, because if you have a round sukkah and you want to make sure that the sukkah is large enough, it's got to accommodate the entire square sukkah inside of it. You're not going to draw the circle inside the square, because then you're going to round off the corners of the square. You're not going to have the shear of the sukkah. If you have a round sukkah, because you're the genius who decides you need to build a round one, and we know that the permitted square footage of a square sukkah is like this, you got to build this round circle around the square sukkah in order to make sure that you have enough room. And now, says the Gemara, Aval rivua denufik migo igula, but if you have a square inside the circle, boitvei misham marasha de karnisa, because of the protrusion of the corner. So basically, what the Gemara is saying is you got to make the square bigger than the circle. You got to make the circle bigger than the square in order for the square to fit inside the circle, and so therefore it's going to have to be a little bit larger. And basically, what the Gemara is saying is that the circular sukkah has to contain a circumference of 24 amas in order to contain within it a square which is 4 by 4 amas. Okay, so that's the assumption that the Gemara is making. But says the Gemara, now michti, kol amsa b'rivua, so any time you have a square amma, sa amsa v'trei chumshi balachsona. So if you have a square where each side is 1 amma, so the diagonal is going to be 1 2/5. So the diagonal of that is going to be 1 2/5. Tosfos already warns us It's not exactly, but in Gemara geometry, if you have a one amma square where each side is one amma, so the diagonal is going to be 1 2/5. So in that case, b'shivsar nechi chumsha sagi, then it should be enough if the circle is 16 4/5. Because a square of 4 by 4, here's where it gets a little bit complicated, but hopefully this will make sense. So a square of 4 by 4, so in other words, if each side of the square is 4 amas, and we said that the diagonal is 1 2/5, if each side is an amma, the diagonal is 1 2/5. So if there is a 1 to 1 2/5 ratio, and instead of a 1 amma board, you have a 4 amma board, so the diagonal of that is going to be 5 3/5, right? Using the ratio of 1 to 1 2/5, if you have something of 4, then the diagonal is going to be 5 3/5. Now, what did we say previously? That if I have a diameter of 5 3/5, I need 3 times that amount to make the circumference. So 5 3/5 times 3 is 16 4/5. So we're basically applying the 2 formulas that the Gemara gave us. One is the relationship of the diagonal of the square to each flat side, a one to one and two fifths ratio. And then we apply the 1 to 3 ratio of the diameter of the circle to the circumference. So using these 2 formulas together yields a result of 16 4/5. So if the size of the circumference of the round sukkah that's large enough to contain the square sukkah inside of it is 16 4/5, why did the Gemara tell me 24 amas? 16 4/5 is a lot less than 24. Says the Gemara, yeah, lo duck, because the Gemara wasn't particular, it wasn't specific. And Rashi says, Rabbi Yochanan b'milsei letzamseim lo duck. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan didn't pay careful attention in order to be mitzamseim and tell us exactly what the shear is. V'yamar tfei dekol chama davek dola tfei adifa. And he just basically erred on the side of telling us the sukkah's got to be bigger, because there's no issue with making a big sukkah. The only issue is with making a little sukkah. So if the minimum shear of a round sukkah is 16 4/5 amas, he told us it's 24 amas. But says the Gemara, that's like a wild low duck. Low duck is if, remember, if like the formula for pi is 3.14 or whatever it is, and we're going to say it's 3, 1 to 3, then that's fine. Or if you're going to say that the ratio is, that the real formula is going to yield a result of 17.2, and the Gemara says 17.3, that's a low duck. But like this, where the formula is going to yield a result of 16 4/5, and the Gemara tells me that it's got to be 24 amas, that doesn't really make sense. Says the Gemara, Emar d'Armina lo duck purta, tuva mi armina lo duck. Can you really say that, oh, the Gemara wasn't specific, so the Gemara made a mistake, basically by a factor of like, a third almost, that the real result should have been 16 4/5, and the Gemara then went ahead and gave us a shear of 24? That doesn't make sense. So Amar Lei Mar Kashisha Bereid Rav Chista L'Rav Ashi, Misavre Gavra Bi Amsa Yosef, it's because you're using this, the baseline, the predicate for your formula is that a person fits in an amma's worth of space. But a person doesn't really fit in an amma's worth of space. Rather, Tulsa Gavre Betarti Amsa Yosef. 3 people fit in 2 amas worth of space. All right, so before we go any further, so the Oruch Laner asks, how's it possible that a person doesn't fit into an amma of space? We just said a couple of minutes ago, the reason that Beis Hillel calculates his shear of a sukkah as vav al vav is because that's kedei lahachzik rosho verubo, dafka because a person does take up an amma's worth of space. So how can you tell me now that a person doesn't take up an amma's worth of space? And also, we know by Hilchas Mikvah that a person takes up an amma, because it's got to be amma ba'amma ba'rom amma. So we see all over Shas that a person takes up an amma's worth of space. And what we have to answer is that, yes, a person really takes up an amma's worth of space. However, if people need to cram into a small space for a limited period of time, for a certain purpose, then they could cram in really tight, and then 3 people could fit in 2 amas. Even though, yes, halakhically, a person standing alone as a unit takes up an amma's worth of space, but if you have to cram in even tighter, then 3 people can fit in 2 amas worth of space. So in other words, if you have three people for each two amas, a person doesn't take up an amma, a person takes up two-thirds of an amma. Okay, so now, if a person takes up two-thirds of an amma, so kama havilahu, so how much is that? So in other words, we don't need 24 people sitting inside the sukkah. We only need 16 inside the sukkah, because 24 times two-thirds is 16. So we only need, in other words, if you're going to fit 24 people inside the sukkah, you don't need 24 amas, I should say. You only need 16 amas, because each person takes up only two-thirds of an amma. So anan shivsar nechi chumsha ve'inan. But we need 16 and 4/5, because we had said, based on the 1 to 1 and 2/5 ratio of the diagonal to the straight line. And then a sukkah 4x4 would yield a diagonal, what do we say, a 5 3/5. And then using the 3-to-1 ratio, 5 3/5 times 3 is 16 4/5. So it's not really 16 4/5. If the point is that you want a sukkah that 24 people could sit inside of, and there's each person takes up two-thirds of an amma, so 24 times two-thirds is 16. So why are you telling me that I need a sukkah of 16 4/5? So, but I need 16 4/5. Why are you telling me 16? So lo duck. So the Gemara says lo duck. No, we weren't specific. Says the Gemara, na imar darmina lo duck lechumra. The kula mi amina lo duck. It's one thing if the Gemara is going to say lo duck and that results in a chumra, but lekula the Gemara is not going to say lo duck. Meaning that if the minimum shear of a sukkah based on the diagonal of the square and based on the 3-to-1 ratio between diameter to circumference is 16 4/5, then how can the Gemara tell me that the minimum shear of a sukkah is 16 when the actual requirement is 16 4/5? Because lo duck, even though, yeah, technically it's only a little bit off, so it's only rounding, but it's rounding the wrong way, because if the person were actually to follow what's in the Gemara, and if a person were actually to make a sukkah that's 16 amas in circumference, it would turn out he has a pasul sukkah. Because in order for a sukkah to be kosher, it's got to be 16 4/5 amas in circumference, and not only 16. So the Gemara would never do that. So says the Gemara, Amar le Ravasi, le Ravashi, liolam gavra biyamsa yosef. No, you know what? Let's go back. Forget about the two-thirds ratio. Forget about that. Really, a person takes up an amma's worth of space. Rav Yochanan mokam gavre lo chashuv. However, Rav Yochanan is not counting the space that the people take up. So, in other words, what does it mean that he's not counting the space that the people take up? So, if you look in Rashi, it's about halfway down in the wide lines. Ela Rav Yochanan mokam gavri lo kachashav betocha sukkah ela svivo seo mi bachutz hu omer lo shivam hare pichasnu menacheshba mi rocha ve'igol shtei amos al shtei amos. So, in other words, we had been assuming that when we said 24 people, it's 24 people sitting inside the sukkah. And that's why the sukkah had to be a circumference of 24 amas. But it's not that the 24 people are sitting inside of the sukkah. We're drawing a circle that's big enough so that 24 people could sit outside the perimeter of the sukkah. Shekshata sovev b'chutz vivo mi b'chutz akefo esrem v'arba atamotzi b'socho shmona al shmona t'chol sheyesh b'akefo shlosha yesh b'rochav tefach v'yachshav she'etfanos mipnima l'moshavan eina rochav ela shisha al shisha da gavra ba'amsa yaseh v'otzoa l'zeh amma m'lzeh amma l'chol tzad. So in other words, based on the 3-to-1 ratio, it would turn out that if there's a circle of 24 amas in circumference, the diameter would be 8. But because the people are not sitting inside the sukkah, they're sitting outside the sukkah, you take off one, you subtract two amas, one person on each side, and now your diameter is only 6. So if your diameter is 6, based on the Gemara's logic, based on the Gemara's formula and the geometry, what's the circumference? Circumference is going to be 6 times 3, which is 18. So in order for the 24 people to sit, they're not sitting in the sukkah. The sukkah doesn't have to be 24 amas in circumference. They're sitting outside the sukkah, and therefore the circle has got to be 18 amas in circumference. Good? Okay, so now it's 18. So kama havilu, kim nisrei, so that's 18. B'shivsar nechi chumsha sagi. However, the circumference doesn't have to be 18 because we just went through the actual formula. So if you do the actual formula again, if you have a sukkah 4x4, that yields a diagonal of 5 3/5. 5 3/5 times 3 is 16 4/5. So why are you telling me that I need a sukkah of 18 amas in circumference? It only has to be 16 4/5 amas in circumference. Hainu de lo dak ulachumra lo dak. So that's where the Gemara wasn't specific, but now it was lo dak lechumra, because even though lahalacha, all I need is for the circumference to be 16 4/5 amas, the Gemara erred on the side of caution and told me that I have to make the sukkah 18 amas. So that is the calculation. That's the calculation over here. Okay. So says the Gemara, Rabbana de Kisri, Vamila Dayana de Kisri, Amri. So they say that Igula de Nafik Migo Rivua Riva, that if you have a circle inside of a square, so that's, let's say, the first diagram up here in the Gemara. So again, what we had been discussing until now is probably what we had all been envisioning is that the circle's got to be outside the square, right? Because of the marosha, the karnasa, because if you have a kasher or a sukkah, that's a square, and now you decide you want to make it into a circle, you have to make sure the circle accommodates the square. So the Rabbanan de Kisri and the Dayana de Kisri, Amri, they say, Egula denafe migo riva, a circle inside the square is riva. The circumference is going to be 1/4 less than the perimeter of the square. Whatever, that's their geometric formula that the Rabbanan de Kisri had. So rivua denafik migoigula, if you have a square inside of a circle, which is what we've been describing, the square inside the circle will teach us how large the kosher circular sukkah has to be. So rivua denafik migoigula, if you have a square inside of a circle, palga. So the circumference is 1.5 times the perimeter of the square. Okay, and so if you look in Rashi, so avrimu migoigula palga, the first Rashi on Chesamad Beis, kishata merave betocha igul, when you square off inside of the circle, atamotz mimenu chatzi ashira nisharbo, tahainu tilsa dekuli, hilkach l'sheish esrei rivua. So therefore, if you have a 16 square ama square, which is basically 4x4, so tzorecha igul hamakifo saviv lios esrim v'arba. Okay, because if you have a 16 amma square, based on the Rabbanan de Kisri's calculation, based on their formula, if there is a 1.5 times relationship to the square, to the perimeter of the square, to the circumference of the circle, so if you have a square that's 4x4, the perimeter of that square is going to be 16. And if you draw a circle around that, and there's a 1.5 times ratio, then 1 to 1.5, 16 times 1.5 is 24. So the Rabbanan de Kisri can interpret the Gemara. The Gemara, yes, it did mean 24, because their geometry says that if you draw a circle of four, if you draw a circle of four around a square, a 4x4, so where the perimeter is going to be 16, where the perimeter is going to be 16 amas, so then if you're going to do that, then the circle has got to be 24 amos in circumference. Says the Gemara, velohi. However, that's not the case. Tachazinan delohai kulihai. Because we see that is not the case. Because we see that the diameter of the circle is equal to the diagonal of the square, which is 5 3/4, and the circumference is 3 times the amount of 16 4/5, and not 24. So basically, what the Gemara is saying, and Tosfos points out here, the Rabbanan de Kisri had a mesora about geometry. It says the Gemara, we know that the math doesn't work like that, because they thought if you have a square of 4x4 amas inside of a circle, the circle's got to be 24 amas to accommodate that. But based on the ratio, again, of the diagonal of the square to the length of each side, which is a 1 to 1 2/5 ratio. So if you have a 4 square amma square, then it's got to be, then the diagonal is going to be 5 3/5. And based on the 3 to 1 ratio of circumference to diameter, so 5 3/5 times 3 is 16 4/5. So that is the shear of the round sukkah, not 24. Okay, so that's the geometry. Hopefully that was semi-coherent. Now we go to other subjects. So says the Gemara at the two dots, two lines down, from the top of Ches Amud Beis. Summer of Levi Mishum Rameir. Shtei sukos shel yotzrin. So let's say you have two sukos of potters. So zu lifnim mizu. So one inside the other. So says the Gemara. Hapnimis ain a sukkah. The inner one is not a sukkah. V'chayeves b'mezuzah. And it's going to be mechuyav in mezuzah. Why? Because it's not apparent that this thing was ever made for a sukkah. And even though you don't need to build a sukkah l'shem the chag of sukkis, there has to be a heker at least that it's a sukkah. And therefore, if the potter lives, so basically the potter has two huts, right? One within another. He lives in the inner one, and then he sells his wares in the outer one. And what the Gemara is saying is because he lives in the inner one all year long, even though you don't have to build your sukkah l'shem chag, it's got to be nicker that what you're sitting in is a sukkah. So if you're sitting in the house that you're living in all year long, but on sukkahs, you're going to call it a sukkah, that doesn't work, because then there is no heker that you're actually sitting in a sukkah. Okay, so says the Gemara Viter. So therefore, the inner one is not going to be a sukkah. It's chayeves b'mezuzah because it's your house. Vachitzona sukkah, the outer one, where again, it's a hut and you're building it with materials that would make it a kosher sukkah, and you don't live there, then sukkah, then it's going to be a sukkah, because it's nicker that if you're in there, you're there for a reason, even though you didn't build it l'shem chag, that's fine, you don't have to build it l'shem chag, so long as it's nicker that you're at least sitting in a sukkah, uptura min azuzah, and it's putter from mezuzah because you don't live in it. And we know that you only need a mezuzah in a house where you live. So even though you have these two huts, the two huts are made out of materials that are kosher for sukkah, because he lives in the inner one all year round, it's not nicker that it's l'shem sukkah, therefore it's pasul for sukkah. The outer one, since he doesn't live in it all year round, even though it's not made l'shem chag, it's nicker that he's sitting in there l'shem sukkah, and therefore it's going to be mutter. It's going to be a kosher sukkah. Says the Gemara of Amai, but why is the outer one a kosher sukkah? If the inner one is his house, then ta'avi chitzona kabei shara pnimis v'tizchai b'mezuzah. So the outer one should be like a gatehouse for the inner hut, and therefore it should be mechuyev in mezuzah. And if it's mechuyev in mezuzah, then it's obviously his house, and if it's his house, he can't use it l'shem sukkah. Says the Gemara, Mishum de lo kavia. No, it doesn't need a mezuzah because it's not really kavua. And the reason that it's not kavua is because, yeah, even though the potter actually lives in the inner hut, the inner hut is not a chush of a house. The only time you could have a beishar, you could have a gatehouse for a house, is if you have a real permanent, a real chush of a structure that the beishar is outside of. This little hut is not so permanent, it's not so impressive, so that you can have what's called a beishar. So the outer hut is not going to be a beishar of the inner. The outer is going to stam be a diras arai, and therefore you're allowed to use it l'shem sukkah. Okay, so Tana Rabbanan. So says the Gemara now as follows. Ganvach. So what do we mean by ganvach? So it's an acronym. Sukkas goyim, a sukkah of goyim, which is made for the goyim to live in during the summer, or sukkas nashim, or a sukkah for women, which is a sukkah, it's a hut in which women weave. Sukkas behema, a sukkah which is built for behemos. Sukkas kusim, a sukkah which is built for kusim. Sukkah mikol makom ksheira, is sukkah has got its kosher mikol makom. Uvavach etahem mesucheches kilchasa, as long as it's mesucheches, as long as the schach is kosher schach. So when we talk about all of these sukkahs goyim, sukkahs nashim, sukkahs good, we're obviously talking about a sukkah that's made for these people and not a sukkah that's made by these people. How do I know? Because it says also sukkahs behema. So it's obvious that the behema didn't make the sukkah. So it's obvious that we're talking about a sukkah which is made for the purpose of these people. So if you have a sukkah that's made for the purpose of these people, even though it wasn't made l'shem chag, it's going to be fine to sit in the sukkah. It's going to be fine to sit in the sukkah as long as its schach is kalach, as long as it has schach kosher. Says the Gemara, my kilchasa, but what does it mean kilchasa? In other words, what is this coming to teach us? It's coming to teach us that it can't be chamsa merubah mitzulsa, or it's got to be schach made out of a kosher material. Of course it's got to be schach made out of a kosher material. If you build a sukkah for a Jewish person to sit in on sukkahs, it's got to have kosher schach. Without the kosher schach, it's not a sukkah. So these, where I have more of a reason to think that it should be possible because it was never built l'shem chag at all, now I would have a havamina that it doesn't require kosher schach. Of course it requires kosher schach. Says the Gemara, Amrav Chista, v'u sha'asa letzel sukkah. Now, what it means is that kilchasa means it's got to be made litzel sukkah. And Rashi says over here, it's about six, 7 lines down on the wide lines. Amrav Chista, hai kilchasa dekamar hu shemusuchechas yafe, to mukha milsha sasiyasa rishona litzel haisa. It's got to be nicker that the covering was made for shade. In other words, it doesn't have to be made l'shem chag, but it has to be evident that the covering was made for purposes of shade, v'lo l'tznias bi'alma, not stam for privacy. D'afagav the sukkah l'shem chag log be'inan, even though you don't require the sukkah to be built l'shem chag, l'shem sukkis, l'shem sukkah ba'inan. It does have to be built l'shem sukkah u'letzel hu demikrei sukkah shesocheches minachorev, and the sukkah is called the sukkah because of the shade, therefore it has to be built for shade. So these things, as long as the schach was put on to provide shade, and it was made from kosher material, obviously, and tzulsa merubi mechamsa, and all the other halachas that we learn by kosher schach, it's going to be kosher, even though it was not made l'shem hachag. So that's the fundamental principle in the Gemara. It does not have to be made l'shem hachag, but the sukkah, the schach, the covering, has to be put on l'shem tzel, l'shem shade. Says the Gemara, Mikol Makom Lasuye Mai. In this brisa, we said Sukkas Goyim, Sukkas Noshem, Behema, Kusim, Sukkah, Mikol Makom Kshera, as long as it was Mesucheches Kilchasa. So what does it mean? What do we mean when we say Mikol Makom? Mikol Makom Lasuye Mai. So Lasuye Sukkas Rakvash. It comes to include the Sukkah of Rakvash. And what's Sukkah of Rakvash? And Rashi points out, it's Simon Roim, shepherds, Kayotzim, Borgenin, Shomei Peiros. And Gemara, we're going to ask, right now we're going to ask, why would I think that this is any different? So the Tanu Rabbanan, Sukkas Rakvash, which is Sukkas Roim, Sukkas Kayotzim, is Sukkah Fig Watchers, Sukkas Borgenin, is Sukkah of City Watchmen, Sukkah Shomrei Peiros, of Fruit Watch People, Sukkah Mikol Makom Kshera. A sukkah, no matter what, is going to be kosher. Uvolvach at the aim misucheches kilchasa. As long as it's misucheches kilchasa, so my kilchasa. So again, what does it mean kilchasa? Every sukkah has to be misucheches kilchasa. The schach has got to be ever kosher material, and it's got to be tulsa merubim mechamsa, and it's got to be within 20 amas. Of course, it's got to be kosher. So I'm Rav Chista v'ushas letzel sukkah. So no, what it means is that the schach has to be put up l'shem tzel, l'shem shade, even though it doesn't have to be put up l'shem achag. It's got to be put up l'shem tzel. Says the Gemara, in both of these brises, we brought down four different types of sukkos, and then we said, sukkah mikol makom. And the first brise we said, sukkos goyim, noshim, behema, sukkah mikol makom comes to include sukkos rakvash, of the roim and the shomrei peiros, whatever. And then in the second brise we said, a sukkah of the roim and the bergenin and the kayotzim and the shomrei peiros is kosher, sukkah mikol makom. Now what is sukkah mikol makom? So mikol makom lasuye mai. So what does it mean? Sukkah mikol makom is kosher. Lasuye sukkah is ganvach. It comes to include even the sukkah of ganvach. So haitana de ganvach. So we have two brises. One says ganvach and mikol makom lasuye rakvash. The other says rakvash kol makom lasuye ganvach. So why would I think to exclude any of these? So I the tana de ganvach alimale. So the Mandi Amar who taught the brayso of ganvach, that's better. Why alimale ganvach mishum de kvi? Because at least the ganvach, at least the goyim, noshim, behema, kutim, that's a permanent structure. The katana mikol makom, and then when we say even a sukkah mikol makom is going to be kosher lasuye rakvash, it's a little kvi because these people are itinerant. These people always move around. They're nomadic. And therefore, I might think that they are not, that the sukkah doesn't have enough, it's not really enough of a real structure, and therefore it's not going to be good. Alima le rakvash, and the Mandi Amaru says that rakvash is kosher, and even mikol makom, even ganvach is going to be kosher. Rakvash is even better. Why? Because even though these are not the most permanent structures, at least the roim, the kayotzim, the bergen, and the shomrei peiros, they're all Jewish men, and therefore they're chayev in sukkah. B'tana mikol makom, asuye ganvach, delav b'nei chiyuvininu. And therefore, the Gemara then tells us that not only is Rakvash going to be kosher, but even Sukkas Ganvach is going to be kosher. And even though they're not b'nei chiyuv, it is still going to be kosher as long as it was put up l'shem tzel, it does not have to be put up l'shem chag. It doesn't have to be built l'shem the chag of Sukkos, so long as the covering was put up l'shem tzel for the name of providing shade. All right, so that's it for the geometry. And tomorrow we will pick up from the Mishnah on the top of Tes Amud Aleph. Hope everybody has a great day.